Job 5:17-18. Blessed is the one whom God corrects. So do not despise the discipline of the Almighty, for he wounds, but he also binds up. He injures, but his hands also heal. That's the focus of this morning's promise. Sometimes the path to growth and blessing may involve moments of correction and discipline. That's the reality of the life that we lead. But here's the beautiful part as found in the text. Even in the midst of our struggles, God's hands are at work, bringing healing and restoration. Think about it in the context of your own life. Perhaps you faced setbacks or made mistakes along the way. Perhaps you're in the middle of a setback. And it's in these moments that we often find it easiest to feel discouraged or defeated. But what if we shifted our perspective and saw those challenges as opportunities for growth? In the same way that a skilled surgeon, for example, must sometimes make an incision to bring healing, it's the same thing that God does sometimes, where he allows us to experience difficulties in order to refine us and to make us stronger. If you look at it from that perspective, it's not really about punishment, it's about transformation. Claiming this promise in our everyday lives starts with us embracing a posture of humility and openness to God's correction. Instead of resisting or resenting the challenges we face, we can instead choose to see them as opportunities for growth and refinement. But here's the most amazing part about the text and the promise. God doesn't leave us wounded and broken. His hands are always there to bind up our wounds and bring healing to our souls. He's the ultimate healer after all. The one who can turn our pain into purpose and our trials into triumph. So, as you go about your day, remember this. You are blessed when God corrects you. As you go about your day today, my prayer is that you'll walk in the confidence of knowing that even in the middle of your adversity, you are growing and becoming the person God created you to be. That's our promise for this morning. Thank you for stopping by. I trust that you'll stop by again tomorrow. Have a good day.